When it comes to diplomatic efforts to end the war in Syria, this is a pretty important week. Secretary of State John Kerry is trying to get all sides to negotiate a ceasefire by the end of the month. Now, opponents to the Syrian regime are trying to come up with a negotiating team. NPR's Michelle Kellerman caught up with one Syrian opposition figure who has good reason to be skeptical of these talks and is making the rounds in Washington to explain why.
32-year-old Aram al-Dumani has watched many horrors unfold in Syria, even in the early days of what was a peaceful uprising against Bashar al-Assad's regime. Aram was there when the Syrians gunned down protesters in his hometown of Duma in 2011.
What happened there had a profound impact on us and Syria in general. Five fell in front of my eyes.
Including, he says, a 12-year-old boy. Aram runs the Syria Press Agency, a network of 120 citizen journalists. When he and his colleagues heard of a sarin gas attack on a nearby town in 2013, they were there in minutes with no protective gear.
Upon seeing that and upon seeing the very large number of dead bodies just strewn across the street, we had nausea and felt dizzy. And we were in a state of shock.
Speaking through an interpreter who's a fellow activist, Aram says he was initially encouraged by the Obama administration's threats to strike the regime, but then saw the U.S. settle for a deal to remove Syria's declared chemical weapons.
We lost faith in Mr. Obama's Syria policy. We were really dismayed that those civilians, women and children who were being gassed and being tortured and being killed, just had no one to have their back.
The war took another turn with the rise of ISIS. He says rebels forced ISIS out of his hometown, but now the area is being hit by Russian and Syrian aircraft. He doubts the talks will stop that.
The regime and the Russian forces and Iranian revolutionary guard forces and Hezbollah forces continue to target civilians in their homes, in their shops, in their schools. So how can we have faith in any talks?
Aram al-Dumani left Syria 3 months ago and is threatened by just about every side in this war. His father was a political prisoner who died in detention more than a decade ago. Most of his family fled to the U.S. then. Asked how he survived this long in Syria, Aram takes a deep breath.
I think it was my mother's prayers. I am her only son. I have five sisters and I'm her only son.
He'll join his mother and other family members in Los Angeles soon, but hopes to return to Syria one day when it's safe. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.